Welcome to the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What did he chant?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
They just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. Yeah. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if my favorite toys just happen to be half-naked muscular men? Everybody, here we are, Toy Haven, a toy show brought to you by Matthew Rodriguez and Pete McCarthy. Doors just opened. I'm standing here in the My Wife is Gonna Kill Me toy booth with none other than My Wife is Gonna Kill Me co-host Travis Bowles. How's it going, Trav?
Great. Pretty excited to be here. Toy Haven is it's a pretty fun little venue. The majority of the people in this room I really like.
Yeah, it's kind of like a big family reunion, isn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah, surrounded by great toys. So it's nothing like a family reunion, actually.
It's with, better.
It's with people I like and surrounded by toys.
Yeah, much better than a family reunion.
Yes.
Except that, you know, well, maybe not for you, because you, at a family reunion, could go home with a date.
True, but I will go home with a date from here as well.
So it's apples to apples.
True. Yes. But, you know, Jeremy came up, whispered sweet nothings in my ear. My buttocks has been felt numerous times. I did see a group of twins that I'm planning on getting with later.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah?
Scott Wiles, Brett Reedy.
Oh, okay. I thought you were talking about Vernetta's rack.
No, been there.
Well, Trav, I tell you what. I don't know how many people, how well attended this show is going to be yet, because it just opened. But there's a lot of good toys here.
Oh, the toys are amazing. You know, and I think this first year show, it's just going to kind of keep growing and growing. And I don't know, maybe when Pete starts to carry some weight, and I don't mean his own, I think this show could be a fun little show.
Have you noticed how ripped Matthew Rodriguez's thighs are from carrying Pete's weight on this thing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, could you imagine giving that guy a piggyback ride?
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's pretty. It's actually sad. I'm actually kind of ashamed of Pete on this one, to be honest. It's been so, like, he's done absolutely nothing. He showed up last night. And then the first guy on the mic this morning ranting and raving about this place is Pete McCarthy.
On the way here, I don't know if you saw the live video or not, but I literally was telling Pete who was going to be selling at this show. And every time he was shocked.
That's it. Look at him over there kissing babies, talking to the crowd. Mm-hmm. He's politicking.
This is the kind of work he does really well. He'll take a picture of someone that won a prize.
Yeah, that's it. Yep. Yeah. I don't know if he'll post it.
Last night, Matt is out there helping people carry their stuff in, just slaving away, sweating, you know, all this stuff. no joke, Pete is sitting at a table. Just sitting at one.
Well, that's our Pete. I guess we love him anyways. Going back to that whole family kind of thing. But anyways, well, I'm going to go around today. I'm going to talk to some people. We got a special guest.
That'll be fun. Yeah. You can actually talk to some vendors?
I'm going to talk to some vendors today. I'm going to do a lot of podcasting today, I think.
Oh, I love this. A little bit of Potu, a little bit of my wife, or what are you thinking?
Oh, definitely a little of both.
Yeah, I love it. Perfect, dude.
And the pink iPad is great for this because it's so portable.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Yeah.
It's light. And
it fits right in your, that you know, that little pocket on jeans that I think it was made for like a watch or maybe your change.
Nobody even, it looked like a professional, don't I?
Yeah. I mean, even with a 30-foot mic cord.
to my Rock Band mic. It's awesome.
It's pretty cool.
Does get it done. Jason Boonstra, say hi.
Hello.
What are you doing today, Jason?
Oh, buying crack.
Yeah. How much have you bought?
Oh, seen a few, but not much. Yeah. Not many today. Not much today.
When'd you get in?
Oh, actually on time.
You did?
I was here on time today.
On time for start or on time for setup?
On time for setup. Yep. I figured it, you know, as long as I left before the wife woke up, I could get out on time.
Then ask him what he did for the next first 6 hours that he was here on time instead of setting up.
I'll talk to everybody.
He gives the best hugs, you know?
Hugs? You giving away free hugs today?
Oh, I'm a hugger.
So, Have you been done much shopping?
No, nothing today. Not yet. I was just walking around.
I have not had a whole lot of time to walk around and check things out, but I'm impressed with... This isn't a huge space, but it's full of toys.
Yes, a lot of toys. It looks really nice. Nice to see. Finally, if they turn the lights on, you can see what you're buying.
Well, they got to conserve that energy.
A few dollars here and there.
All right.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing fantastic. I've made $3.
Oh, well, money is money. What you have to do for that $3?
I can't talk about it. But I did sell. No, I sold like three pops for $1 each.
A soda or
no
Funko Pop?
Funko pops. My daughters went through a spell of collecting them, and then now they don't want them anymore, and they've pulled on their heads and stretched them out, so they're not worth much. So I just put a buck on them.
Why don't you customize them?
I don't have time for that. I got Hobby Lobby for that.
Right. He doesn't have time for that.
He doesn't have time for that. All right, well, onward I go.
I've seen some nice
things. Got Derek Trevelyan here, vendor.
All right, kids.
Friend of the My Wife Is Gonna Kill Me show. Tickets. Listen to Matt.
We are ready for another
He's
round.
Such an attention whore. Every time I pull out this mic,
any kids in the venue,
Matthew Rodriguez has to get on the mic.
And I'm about to read those numbers
and overpower me.
A prize.
I think he's watching me from like there's a little room
there
with like a glass, and he sees me pull out my mic, and then he starts talking.
Five.
So I'm stalling again, right now.
Numbers 3-2.
But he's gonna take his time.
4-3. 3-5.
Got a pinhole camera.
Come up to the Toy Haven booth and get your prize. We appreciate you coming out.
Shut up,
everyone,
Matt.
In the community, know we are
Shut up.
Till 4 o'clock. Thank you for coming out to Toy Haven.
Yep.
And keep making those sales, Ben.
Shh. Just go away.
Oh, one more thing.
All right, back to Derek Trevelyan. What's going on?
Oh, just setting up and having a good time.
You know, I'm having a good time, too. You've got a lot of good stuff here. Look, I see a damn Dengar. Ooh, I should buy that from you.
You should.
I don't have a Dengar yet.
For you, 19.
Whoa! $20 on that Dengar. You've got these vintage?
Yes, sir.
Vintage Star Wars X-Wings. They're, you know, there isn't. You're right. I never really thought about that too much. But, no. Got some Transformers, Marvel Legends. Have you bought anything?
Not yet. If my wife is listening, I'm not going to. Don't worry.
She'll kill you?
Yes, she will.
So, Derek, I don't know. What are you thinking about Rise of Skywalker? You got any thoughts?
Well, I think as always, I'm cautiously optimistic. You know, I think I've got a little bit of faith in JJ to bring it back, and I really keep hoping they'll pull from some old source material to throw some nods at us oldies who have listened and read and just followed the old series, the old chronology of events after the original trilogy. And I keep hoping they just throw a few nods that way, and then I hope they do something spectacular with the rest of it.
Have you been paying attention or noticing that Ian McDermott and Hayden Christensen have been like hanging out together, going like to events and showing up and doing things? I find that oddly telling. Do you not?
Yeah, it's hard not to look at that and go, something's up. You know, JJ likes to deflect, but at the same time, man, it'd be great if there's something more to that, and I can't help but have a little spark of something thinking, there is, there's got to be.
What if the rise of Skywalker is the rise of Anakin?
I don't even know what to think about that, honestly, but that'd be cool. I mean, I'd like to see it tie all back together somehow in a good way.
I would be excited to see some of that. I mean, they keep saying this is going to bring all 9 movies together, but I don't know. The problem with me is I was really excited about The Last Jedi. I thought it was going to be great. And I walked out scratching my head, not knowing what I thought, until the next morning. And then I realized, I didn't like it.
Yeah, I had a similar situation. I just kept watching it. And it was like, the more I watched it, and I tried to shield myself from all the opinions out there, because I was like, I don't want them to ruin it for me. But the more I watched it myself, I just had some issues and more issues. And it was disappointing. I still bought the DVD. I still bought the toys. And gosh, they still got me for the toys. That's their real game, isn't it, though?
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, it is. Oh, Jesus. All right. Well, I guess that's it. Thanks for talking to us, Derek.
Hey, my pleasure.
Freaking Matt. Probably. Well, I'm going to take advantage of a break. Matt just got done talking. I might have a few seconds here to discuss. And, you know, maybe it's not even coming over the mic that much, but it sure is annoying when you're trying to talk to somebody and Matt's blabbing. I'm sitting here next to one of my best friends. You know, friendship is a rare thing. Real friendship is rare. But this guy here, this guy's just full of friendship. How you doing, Jeremy?
I'm the friendshippiest. I'm good, Steven. How are you today?
I'm pretty good. You just sold my lightsaber. I love it.
Yeah, it was pretty easy. I just sat here and somebody found it to be attractive and he gave me money for it. So it worked out.
Aw, that's so cool. Now I can buy something. You see how happy I am now?
Yeah, I was going to loan you some money, but now I don't have to. I mean, unless you find something super expensive.
Yeah, and I have expensive taste. You know, that's why I married my wife, because she cost a lot of money.
I suppose that's probably true.
Well, I'm having fun so far, and it's early.
Yeah, hopefully this kind of momentum keeps going. But you never know, around 2, 3 o'clock, we might be crawling along the floor.
We will. Crawling is a lot harder than it used to be, I've noticed. I was down on the floor playing with a dog the other day. And I realized that I was getting tired just being down on the floor, which I was like, this is kind of the same as laying in a bed, but it's on the floor. But yeah, this seems to be demanding. That's how old fat I'm getting. We're gonna record some Po2 today?
I mean, I think you're kind of the ringleader of all this stuff. You know, the whole, side note, back to what you were just talking about, the crawling thing. I can totally relate. If I, like, even just lay on the floor, I get tired laying down.
So pathetic.
And getting up, forget about it. I need, I don't know, I want to get web shooters. Oh, yeah. So that way when I'm on the ground, I can just thwip and then be able to pull myself up.
I want to get an electric hoist like I have at work to put on my belt. And just use that, like a little push button thing that hangs down, and it just pulls me right up to my feet somehow.
Just have a track running through the entire house.
Exactly. Well, Jeremy, you've got an eclectic selection over here, toys for sale. You've got a lot of vintage, mostly vintage, I would say, stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about what mindset made you buy all this shit?
Yeah, I have this weird mental issue where if anything looks even remotely cool or vintage, I want to buy it, so I do. And what has happened is it has started to take over my entire house. You can still walk through areas, so it's not quite hoarding, but it's to the point where I need to get rid of stuff, and this is the perfect venue to do that.
Nice. Well, I hope that the day goes well. It seems to be slow and steady. I mean, not super slow, but I mean, there's definitely people walking around.
Yeah, there's definitely a good amount. And there's people that keep circling too, and then they'll pick stuff up the second time and stuff. You know, I know that's how you work. You work the whole place, and then you come back to the stuff you want. Me, I gotta kind of like, I'm a digger. I gotta go immediately into the bins and stuff. So I can you can see both types of people here, and it's kind of nice. It's nice being on this side because I've actually made a couple bucks already. So
nice. All right. Well, I'm going to keep walking around, and I'm going to keep talking to people because it's fun. So now I'm sitting here with Ben Talmadge, 2.0 alumni. Ben just has an interesting little thing he just did. He has a way he thinks it makes his toys, at least these Nintendo games, more valuable. Tell us what you do to make things more valuable, Ben.
Well, they're Jeremy's. And I noticed he wasn't selling any of his Nintendo games, so naturally they're right at about nutsack height for me. So I thought I should teabag them.
I saw that, and that was do you do that to your toys in your booth as well to increase the? I don't know if it's pheromones or how that works, but is this a tactic you've used before?
No, I do it in Travis's booth all the time, though. It's kind of like marking my territory a little bit.
Well, I mean, that says a lot because, I mean, I think Travis is probably the biggest seller usually at most shows. So maybe there's something to it.
Yeah. I mean, no doubt the reason that he's as successful as he is the nut funk.
All right, everybody. Well, you heard it here first. That's Ben's technique, and I've got a sneaking suspicion all these Nintendo games of Jeremy's will be sold by the end of the day. All right. Pete McCarthy here. Pete, what's going on at Toy Haven?
Man, we're having fun so far. It's been a pretty steady flow of people, and there's enough where it looks like everybody is visiting all the booths. Everybody's looking. People are chatting and making deals. Everybody's leaving with bags in their hand, except for some of the old folks that showed up early and were looking for tin toys. And then when we told them that, hey, there's no tin toys in there, we just want you to be aware before you pay your admission. And then they paid their admission and then came back out and said, hey, there's no tin toys in there. And we said, yep, that's exactly what we told you. No, it's been fun. The kids have been loving the raffles, man. We had so many vendors give toys. We're literally having to call out numbers like every 10 minutes, because if not, we're going to end up with a table full of toys at the end of the day. And we're even just kind of giving them out to kids as they go when they leave. Cause again, a bunch of generous vendors. So I've talked to quite a few vendors. Again, like I said, they're making deals, money's changing hands, and it's been good. So it's warmer in here than I would like. And for some reason, your corner seems especially warm.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm pretty hot. So, I mean, and Jeremy's over here, and me and Jeremy get together, and there's a lot of heat. There's a lot of combustion, a lot of
sweat.
Yeah. So, Pete, tell us what you and Matt did this show together. What did you do?
You know, to say that Matt and I did this together ends up being a pretty loose statement. Matthew had the idea of teaming up and doing something together. Matthew had the idea of doing all toys. I said, yeah, for sure, I'm in. We kind of started planning it. Beginning, I was pretty involved. We had a couple of good meetings, some good conversations. And as it went through, Matt really kind of ran with and handled a lot of the parts and pieces. Because I got busy with certain things, and again, he's one of the most creative and driven people I've ever met. And I mean, today really is an a testament to what he can do, not what we can do. Now, don't get me wrong. I did contribute, but I did not. He did the lion's share for sure. So I can't be any more grateful for him for that. So.
All right. Well, thank God for Matt. That's all I have to say.
Amen.
So, no, like I've said to everybody, it's kind of been a theme. Everybody's saying it. There is a lot of good toys here.
There's a lot of good toys here.
This is a toy show for, I would say, our generation. You know, if you're going to call it a vintage toy show, it's vintage enough to supply, you know, O-ring G.I. Joes and first... original Masters of the Universe and whatever else, Transformers, it's all here. But yeah, it is this. If the old guys are coming to look for their cowboy guns and their cars,
Tonka trucks, Matchbox, you're not gonna find much here. But I've Carl sold a set of Donnie and Marie Osmond Barbie dolls, which I was absolutely amazed by. But the variety of toys here, I got a sweet deal on some mask pieces that are just beautiful. You found anything that you're over the moon about yet, Steve?
Oh, yeah, there's a couple pieces here I would like to get, but I'm waiting to sell some stuff.
Oh.
And I did sell a little bit, but I just haven't sold quite enough to be able to for me to purchase what I want. So it's early on, and I got some interested parties in my Ewoks and Droids figures. So you never know. Might happen for me. It's kind of the same way I felt when I started dating Courtney. I didn't know if it was going to happen for me, but it freaking happened a few times. So, all right, Pete. Well, that's I can't wait. We got the big guest coming in.
Yes.
Any moment.
Yes.
And we'll.
He's on his way.
He is on his way.
Very cool.
And yeah.
How hard was it for him to find an Uber here?
I don't know. We'll have to ask when he gets here.
Yeah. You know? Because that's not the most common of things here. Now, granted, obviously, Muskegon, Grand Haven is going to be more common than you or I in Whitehall or North Muskegon, but I still can't think it's that prevalent.
I wouldn't think so. So, but we're about to find out. So, all right. We will be back.
All right. Sitting here at Toy Haven, the three of us, me, Steve, Travis.
Are you sure?
Pete? I'm sure Pete's here.
Pete's here.
He's an asshole. And we have Guillermo Olivier, Olivo, right?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. Just FYI, big disclaimer. You want me to say it now?
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm not representing my film. I'm not representing the distribution outlets that the film is on. Steven called me for me to be his lawyer on this show because he does not know how to address this with the group. He feels that he's been putting on the spot unfairly. He feels that you guys tend to be more womanizer than him, and he end up with that fame. So I'm here as defense, if you will, to play that chair.
You know, just maybe to help things go.
I already told him he doesn't have a case and I'm not a lawyer, so we're going to lose.
Well,
I'm just hoping your pay isn't based on what kind of damages you collect, because you're both going to be broke.
I will tell you personally, I would say there's no doubt in my mind that Steve is not even a quarter of the womanizer that you or I am.
Not even close.
I mean, you would have to touch a woman to be a womanizer, wouldn't you?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to accept the world to be a womanizer.
I'll accept it.
We should start with that point.
Why can't we get off this point?
Why can't
you get off in somebody's mouth?
So you said, let's go back to that. By the way, I think you're going to plead for a disability case, because you might just put a helmet and call it a thing. So you said that you go for the honeycomb. My memory serves me well.
The honey hole.
The honey hole, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't like anal, and again, I'm not representing the family or anything, right? You don't like anal, and you don't like BJs.
I never said they don't like them.
Because I was going to say, then, what the heck, how is the whole thing with Jeremy works, then?
Our love is an emotional love.
Oh, boy.
That's what every virgin says. You're in the friend zone, is what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Cuddling is not love.
It can.
You don't, they wrote a whole song about it in the 80s. It's a song by Extreme. It's called More Than Words. And the whole premise of that song, which everybody thinks is so goddamn romantic, it's really just quit saying that I love you and just have sex with me. That's how you can demonstrate that you love me. I don't need you to tell me that you love me. I need you to show me.
So you don't think there's something going on between those two?
The problem is I, from day to day, I can't. So for everything that gay culture has taught me is that it's not like you decide today what your role is going to be.
Okay.
It's there, someone picks, and I, again, for not knowing all of the stuff, because I don't know all about gay culture, whether it's tops and bottoms or maybe the more effeminate of the two, for everything that they've taught me, like, you don't switch, you know what I mean? And I can't decide day by day which one would be which. So I don't know how it works.
Oh, in my case,
you almost have to declare.
The way that I see it, I just don't care what you guys do in bed, as long as you love each other. It's who you love.
I totally agree. Yeah. But I just want him to be happy. Yeah.
Agreed.
Right. Yeah.
Are you satisfied with that? Like, I don't want this to turn into therapy or whatever, but are you satisfied with that?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is, and me and Jeremy's relationship is, you know, nothing to do with parts and body parts and where you put body parts.
Sounds damn boring, my friend.
Yes.
But if you're the kind of person that is just okay with oral, I mean, to him, I guess.
Is that what it is? Just okay? I thought it was none.
No. It's fine. It's good. It's
okay.
Yeah, it's all right. But the real, no, the real X,
the X-Men movies were fine. Like, that's, you can't, that's not, you
can't. Okay, here's the question.
Great analogy.
Here's the question. Hottest chick in the world. I don't know who she is, but she'd be different for each of you.
Okay.
Most beautiful woman you ever wanted to just have sex with. Okay? But you only have two choices.
Okay?
She gives you a blowjob, or she lets you have intercourse. Which do you pick? Guillermo.
You're asking me? I'm your defense attorney here.
I kind of feel you're not on my side.
It's a hard job, dude. It's not an easy case.
Let me answer your question with a question. Why is it ever one or the other?
Okay.
Like, why are you not setting yourself up for the makeout and the undressing of each other, and then the oral both ways, the foreplay, the manual stimulation, the multiple orgasms prior to the intercourse? It should be like an hour long, Stephen, and like the last at 10 least. Minutes are really what is the honey hole.
Maybe I only got 5 minutes. Maybe I only got 5 minutes.
What is it that you're doing that you only have 5 minutes? If it comes,
I think the question should be, what is it that you're not doing?
Right, there you go. Oh, there are times where you're absolutely right, where it's just like, you know what, it's that carnal, like, I need release, and we don't have time to be romantic. We don't have time to do that. It's just we both got to get our nuts on.
Primal, you mean?
Exactly. Maybe. Yeah. So yes, that's perfectly acceptable.
That sounds like He-Man. Right. Something like He-Man would do.
Exactly. Go right to honey. Bam. Done. Get it done. Right. But that's like, hey, we're gonna meet back up later tonight, after the kids are asleep, after this, and we're going to revisit this.
Oh,
we're
going to do it right. Oh, I wasn't talking about Kearney. I was talking about Jeremy all the time.
Oh, okay.
I will never dare to do that to my favorite person in Muskegon.
Well, Jeremy doesn't have the honey hole that I'm talking about.
It's true.
That we know,
yeah.
That I've ever found.
Right.
And believe me, I've looked.
What do you tell your audience? What are we doing? Where are we at? I think I hijacked that part of your intro.
Yeah, well, we were still at Toy Haven. Pete is involved. We've talked to him. There's been some other recordings that'll be out along with this one.
Are you involved in this show? I thought it was a Matt thing.
We co-piloted it, but Matt carried the brunt of it. So, and I like to blame it on the death of my dad. That's why I wasn't around. But in actuality, I'm just fucking lazy.
Okay.
So, no, he's, again, that guy, and I said it earlier too, that guy is so creative and so driven. He's a freight train. And we talked a little bit about wanting to do this, and then I just held on for the ride. So
I apologized to him upon landing because I heard that there's an ego situation, and you know, having another famous Hispanic ego? In the same
ego situation.
Ego. Yeah, with Matt. So
what's everybody's take on Matt Rodriguez's ego? Trav, you got anything?
I think Matt has an ego, but I also think Matt, I'm one of those guys that if you deserve to have an ego, you should.
Okay.
Matt can back it up.
Yeah, I do feel like Matt could. Now, granted, you know, now he's bald and right. Not because he chooses to be. And
he's a little bit too skinny as
he's
well.
Too skinny.
He could use a little meat on his
What about the shorts?
That's just poor life choices.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm a guy that if you're comfortable in your own skin, you can wear whatever you want.
Agree.
But how come I can't wear my shirt?
What shirt?
The shirt that you guys said
because
was rapey.
When Matt wears those shorts,
no, but Matt can back it up.
Laugh at him when you wear that shirt. Co-eds cover the tops of their drinks. You know what I mean? That's the difference. And I, you know, and again, just because you're comfortable in your skin doesn't mean I want to see it, Matthew. But
I asked him yesterday because I saw your interview. I think it was Fox. What was it?
Yeah.
But it was a local. Obviously, it was a local news channel.
Yeah, more. They call it the Morning Mix.
Correct. And I asked him, "Hey, how come you're pushing the show on that?" And then he told me that it was a local program. He only does network or nationwide stuff.
Oh, yeah, that could be.
Again, going back to the ego thing, like right. It might be
because he absolutely froze the last time he shit his pants. But
okay,
I think that probably has more to do with it.
What's really funny is Luke Kulikamp, who was one of our vendors, who was our connection to the YMCA, that was on the couch with me. His wife saw it, was like, "Wow, there's more chins than cushions on that couch." We're like, "Yeah, you are dead right, Sally. Dead right."
So. Oh boy, look at this tall drink of water walking up. To your right,
look who's
Trav.
Who's coming, Trav?
What's.
Who's this?
How are you supposed to make money if nobody has your card to swipe your credit card?
Well, what are they charging? How much do they want?
100.
Oh, yeah.
Subscribe. Yeah. Here's where you're supposed to describe to the audience what's going on.
Joe Crazy Bill just approached Travis and reminded him that he's a terrible salesman, and unfortunately he can't make a sale without a phone.
And
now he's gone.
He's lost Travis.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Yes. After a brief message from our sponsor.
So, you gotta go home tomorrow.
Yeah.
How come you can never stay for like, you know, a couple days here?
I've been out for a while. You know that I flew from another city and it wasn't from home, so yeah. It was on a working trip, and then thankfully I was able to skip a few days and show up. I always like, this is serious and this is for real. I love coming here. I love Michigan. I love the community. You guys are amazing and I always had a great time here. And thankfully, Justice was just a couple of hours and not the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He only showed up for a couple of hours.
Yeah, Justice did walk through.
I don't know if you guys understand a lot about radiology, but when you work in that department at the hospital or the clinic, and you are an X-ray tech or ultrasound tech, you have to wear a badge.
Uh-huh.
And what that badge does is the permissible exposure limit for radiation is a certain amount in a standard 8-hour day. You can look that up in NIOSH if you're curious. But anyways, you have a little badge that tells you if you've been exposed too much. And I almost feel like there should be like a justice pin. You know what I mean? And like you could look and like, okay, Steve's thing's turning red. Like he's been around Justice too much. We probably should, tell Justice it's time to go home. So like some sort of a radiometer.
He was mad at me because I told him that I was here around 10 p.m. last night. It was too late for him to.
And then when he bitched at me, I was like, what are you talking about? He came to my house. He's been here since Wednesday. And then he like did this like sad, like hanging his head face, you know? It was really funny. So.
But you know what would happen if I would have told him? in the bands, you know.
Yeah, he would have slept in your room last night, or tried to
sleep. He would try, for sure try. He
slept in the hallway next to your room service, right?
And sniff my door and stuff like that.
It would have just been, yeah, you just seen fingers.
Like a puppy,
yeah,
you know, on the door.
Totally.
It's just kinda, you know.
So how's the show going?
Good, you know, we're really happy with it. It's the vendors came out in force. I mean, we wanted it to be floor to ceiling, wall to wall toys, and it is. The vendors came out swinging.
It is packed.
And then
toys, which
oh yeah, and it just 100% toys. You know, attendance obviously was lower than we hoped, because you always hope to have 10,000 people show up.
But it's the first one, right?
The first one, and it would, but it's been steady. And the aisles have been full. Everybody's been walking out with bags in their hands. The vendors I've talked to were like, hey, we're coming back next year if you do it. They're making, and in the first year of any show like this, the A number one is the vendors being happy. Because without the vendors, you don't have a show. And if the vendors don't come back, nobody is going to come back. So you can, if the vendors can make the money and make the trip worth it, that's the biggest part of it. Then the second year, you get returning vendors, and then you get a little bit of word of mouth, then you get a little bit of, you know, kind of that guerrilla marketing of, yeah, we went last year, it was a lot of fun, and it naturally and organically starts to build a larger customer base. And the hope is that, of course, the vendors make a little bit more money, and then now you're off and running. So
where do you see yourself with this type of activities in the next 10 years?
With this show specifically?
No, in general.
Oh, I'll be famous.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'll do like a, it'll be a big deal, like when I'll FaceTime Steven on his birthday, okay. You know, and like everything will stop. It'll be like when you showed up to his birthday party.
Right.
And everybody was like, go Guillermo, you know what I mean? But that'll be me. It'll be like, oh my God, Pete came to my birthday party.
Right.
And we'll reminisce about those times. Remember that one time we had Guillermo at Toy Haven, and I'll be like, that was so long ago, and then I'll go into a big, like, long banter about all the people I've met and the things that I've done. It'll be fun, because it all started here. You know,
right.
I'll never forget where I came from, but you know, it's kind of sad.
But I meant the shows. Where do you see the shows? Do you see them growing? Do you see them turning
into
bigger stuff? I know that you're
MesquiteCon, realistically, I hope grows into a place where we actually are getting one or two decent sized media guests. That's a goal of mine, because that I think is a big draw for a certain type of convention goer. Now this show right here, obviously way to be determined as far as, you know, the location and where we can have it and how big it can be. But yeah.
Speaking of media guests.
Yes.
I heard there was one here today. Steve Buscemi?
Yeah.
So
that was a rumor.
It was a rumor.
Yeah.
So
apparently the vendor across the aisle from me, that hottie, she says to Matthew, I heard that there was going to be a celebrity here. Steve Buscemi? Where is he?
Did he send her to the back corner?
My friend right there, Steve Buscemi, ate him. So
the Midwestern version of Steve Buscemi.
If Matt would say my name more correctly, I can see where these.
Yes.
Is it Buscemi or what is your real last
name? If you ask my phone,
yes. It's Bejeda. Justice, what is your real last name?
Steve Buscemi. Steve Buscemi.
Yeah.
I just found out not so long ago that there is a Facebook profile of a Steve. How do you say it again?
Bejeda.
Right. That it has pictures of Steven. That we have friends in common, but somehow I'm not eligible to be friends with that profile.
Right.
Well, you have to be in. I mean, he has to really like you to be friends with that profile.
I don't pay attention to that one very much.
And I knew that he was going to say that, so I checked the feed, and there was a post 2 days ago.
Recent.
No, there wasn't. Yeah. No.
Yeah, that's fine. Uh-huh. You don't have to.
I mean, you can pick who you want to be friends with. That's, I mean,
the whole purpose of selecting friends.
Yeah. So Facebook build out.
It's one of those things where I understand wanting to separate your personal life and your professional life. Mm. The problem with Steve is that he recorded like 3 episodes of a podcast, and then when it hadn't got a second name, it was a little bit premature.
Right.
So, but his new one is spelled phonetically, which
Kinda. Because people keep doing the boo more than the buh.
Yeah. So, Travis, how's the show going for you?
Pretty good. I just walked in there to make a $160 sale, so...
Okay. Woo!
Yeah. It was...
Transformers?
Yeah. Masterpiece Transformers. Yeah. Those things...
Dude, and there's no Star Wars stuff in your booth, is there?
There's one little section, and it's no Star Wars stuff, yeah.
There's one little section with no Star Wars stuff?
Pretty much. Star Wars stuff, but for someone like you, there's nothing there that you'd want. You'd have
it. Well, there's a couple Power of the Force with the little voice chips and stuff that are pretty sweet, but other than that...
Garbage.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. There's not anything in there that you would be... You know, the reality of it is, the last couple shows, Star Wars hasn't sold very well for me.
Okay.
So I almost feel like I'm gonna not pull it out for a little bit, and then
I bought quite a few modern stuff for Tashi Station.
Oh, it's good. And I'm not saying it's everybody. It might just be my stuff too. Like, I'm not one of those vendors that goes, Star Wars stuff wasn't selling, Star Wars is dead. No, it might be that my Star Wars stuff is not selling.
Right.
And it might be overpriced.
Your selection of your inventory.
Yes, yeah. Right.
Yep. Yeah, I saw it. You have being of a blues six-inch, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, but I do think that when this next movie pops, I do think it's going to be good. I have that opinion, and I think that's going to bring it back up. It's still not going to catch Marvel, though.
I disagree with that, but I think...
Which part?
With the movie bring back
being good?
No.
I don't think so.
Yeah, and I just saw with Jason, actually, we just saw a leaked picture of a shirt in Hot Topic. And it has a really mean looking 3PO holding Chewie's
blaster.
That's so scary. However, when the Mandalorian and everything that is going to happen on the new Disney streaming services, mm-hmm. that will pump it up.
But the problem with that is, and I agree, that's going to be great for people like us. Mainstream is not going to watch the Mandalorian.
I disagree with that. I think Disney is going to change the streaming world completely.
Okay.
Inventory, you cannot compare the inventory with everyone, with anyone. They have the biggest and the most important brands in the world.
Guillermo, I want you just to think about the fact you just agreed with Steven, okay?
With what?
You at the same time both said, I don't know if I agree with what you said, Travis.
Okay.
And the fact that you're siding with him right now should make you, just in the back of your mind, a little bit go, maybe I should rethink that.
Well, let me rephrase then. I think he is trying to side with me. It's not the other way around.
Agreed. That's how I saw it.
Yeah, there you go.
Don't get me wrong. The Mandalorian is going to be great. Disney's going to be good.
Amazing.
Daredevil, Punisher on Netflix were amazing. They're not MCU.
Yet.
Everybody MCU knows who MCU, your grandma knows who MCU is.
Yet.
They don't know who Netflix, Daredevil, and Punisher are.
I don't know for a fact, but I'm almost certain that the decision of taking those franchise off Netflix was to eventually put it on their own system. So I won't be surprised to see a Punisher coming back on their system. What happened? Oh, another sale going on.
Oh my gosh!
Chris Metal Camp.
Yep.
Travis out.
Hobby Lobby's got Travis pulled aside. They're talking business.
Ooh, money talks.
Yep. I think that the buzz is going to start with The Mandalorian. I do.
Are they doing anything in the animated realm? I noticed all of the animated stuff was on there, but I didn't know what was potentially.
They're bringing back for a few episodes. They're bringing back Clone Wars.
Okay.
Which was very, very, very big, extremely well welcome piece of news.
Now, is that canon?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't know who agreed with who there because we both said yes at the same time.
At the end of the day, when it's two people like you and Guillermo, it's always you agreeing with Guillermo. So
what do you do to get? No, I know what you do to get
the bread. It's the waiter is serving food to the prime minister of the UK.
What do you think I did?
It's always that way.
You always. You always fall for it. Like the whole BJ stuff, right? I was looking forward to hear that review of the Dark Maul, but the moment Travis said, when was the last time that I knew that review was going to hell, and there was no way for you to come back from that?
Best Hot Toys review ever.
As soon as that touched off, it was like he started coding on the table, and there was no amount of electricity or medicine or chest compressions that was gonna. So
that was a one way ticket.
Yep.
So what about sales today?
I would say I'm over a grand easy and so one day show. Oh yeah.
Rec up your.
Oh yeah. One. Yep. Great show. And I just feel like it's just going to grow.
Straight talk from a vendor. Looking at year two, what would you say to Matt and I about what we could do differently or better next year?
Don't turn the lights on during setup.
Copy.
The passes need to be $15, not $12. Okay. The early birds.
Okay.
These are all things that I pointed out, by the way. Because I'm that guy.
Which is fine. That's constructive criticism.
That's why I asked.
Yep. I had one more thing. I can't remember what it was, but I thought it was something pretty simple. But you know what? One that we didn't. Dude, when I walked out on this road, it was amazing how many people are walking past this venue and driving down this road. If we would have had a sign.
Matt sent his wife for one. There's been one out for the last 3 hours.
Oh, okay.
So that did get thought, but you're absolutely right. But I was like, how did we not think of that?
But I even said to my, I was talking with my mommy, and she said, I said, mommy, listen.
Who's stacked, by the way? I don't know if you guys saw Pammy. I mean, that's cool. A spade is a spade. I'm sorry.
Real quick story about my mom's bleeding
the fifth.
Yeah. Story about Travis's mom's boots.
Real quick.
First time I ever met your mom, actually.
Oh, you today or?
No. Remember, because she was talking about, she was like, well, if I would have known you were here, I would have put a bra.
Yeah.
I was like, don't you dare.
So one day we were at Christmas, and my mom, it's a Christmas party, so that day apparently she decides to wear a bra, okay? And Kane, who at this time is probably 8, goes, jeez! What's going on? And my mom goes, what? And he's like, and he motions towards my mother's breast, his grandma's breast. And I go, well, she's always had those, Kane, but she usually doesn't wear a bra.
Oh my god.
And what's so funny is, from the first time that I ever met Travis's mom, her and my mom are so, so similar in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
I totally see why Travis and I are so similar. Because both of our moms are nuts.
You think you're both similar?
I think in a lot of ways, at least as far as like sense of humor and that kind of stuff goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a bully, but
I'm not a fence-rising, undecided political piece of shit, so,
What about you and Steven?
Steve and I are cut from the same cloth in quite a few different ways.
Okay.
So,
can you elaborate on that?
We walk very similar. We both walk as if we're trying to hold a turn back.
Okay.
And our arms won't go down as if we were wearing the snowmobile suit from A Christmas Story.
Okay.
So, those are probably the two biggest similarities.
That's it.
And because the thing is I like boobs and blowjobs.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. So, I mean, it's kind of hard to be a kindred spirit.
So, why don't you clarify it? I still don't know what's going on.
He's not a fan of boobs. He's a butt man.
He's not.
I never said I wasn't a fan. If I say I like something, why does it mean I don't like something else?
But you kind of said that, though.
You did.
No, I didn't.
I'm not really a boob guy.
They don't really do much for me. That's what you said. They don't really do much for me.
I said they're fine.
Right.
Yeah, no dude says boobs are fine.
Right. Yeah.
Unless.
Exactly.
That's how they get to that.
I like them.
Here, but this is why you asked me to come here. That's how they get to that conclusion.
Did you notice when he says he likes them? He almost had like a look of disgust on his face.
Yeah, like I'm forced to.
I like them.
I'm socially forced to.
Honey, I made you dinner. What do you think? It's a new recipe. It's really good, honey. This is aces. And you're like feeding each of the dog in a napkin,
They can be very nice to look at and play with. If you get that opportunity, sure.
If you get that opportunity.
Okay, Homelander.
So.
So to speak, I want to get back to work.
Emphasis on the if you get the opportunity. Yeah. Let's not forget that he's the one with accusations of rape and busting bra.
I'm also the one that said I never get to touch anything.
Matt asked me yesterday, so are you staying with Steve? And I go, no. I mean, he's being accused of rape. It'll be the last place that I'll pick.
Justice's place and Steven's.
Or your hot tub. I mean, no.
Yeah, tonight.
No.
Hell oh, yeah.
Garrett was like, I'd rather run naked backwards through a field of dicks than sleep with Justice, if I'm only being honest.
Hell no.
Steven, anything from a seller standpoint that you would say for next year?
Yeah, if you're a seller here, bring some better stuff than I did. Okay?
Good point. That's a good point.
Go look at my table right now and get some better stuff. That would be.
But I also, again, as your defense attorney, I don't think it has to do with the show. It might have to do with the stuff that you have. Because in the last three shows, I've seen the same thing.
You bought like 20 items too.
I didn't bring that much.
Yeah.
No, those Droids figures. I've seen those Droids figures in the last three shows. That's a clear sign you're not gonna sell them.
What's funny is the
price or put them on eBay.
The first product I saw walk out of here today was your lightsaber.
Yeah. That did sell. That was fun.
But yeah, I think setup next year we won't go till 10. That's just for too long of a night.
And that's on you guys, because like I could have walked out of here whenever I wanted.
Right.
But
right.
You guys had to stay here till 10, right, and I'm like, that sucks.
So, yeah.
And how many people showed up at 8:00? You know, not very many.
Right.
You know.
So let me ask you, Travis, because I asked Pete and he didn't reply to me.
Holy shit, what is going on?
I asked him where does he see the show, all the shows, like Muskegon and Tulip and this one now, in 10 years, and he just went on a random how popular he's going to be in 10 years. Himself, not the show.
So apparently he didn't want me to be honest.
Right, yeah, of course. I see these shows just kind of constantly growing, and as long as the people that are putting it on are happy with what they're getting, because the reality of it is Matt and Pete aren't getting rich doing this. And even if they got another 500 people here next year, they're still not getting rich.
Right.
You know?
It's a fair guess to say even? Even?
Yeah. It's what we were shooting for is not to lose money. We're not going to lose money. So that's a win.
That's the main thing. But I mean, if you get even, you're putting a lot of hours into it. So
yeah.
Well, Matt is.
Hats off to Matt on that. If you're walking out even, what about those hours? I mean, you're doing this for the love of it. Yeah. I mean, that's you need to respect that.
Because I'm making money.
You're more than them.
Yes.
Right.
Way more.
Yeah.
And to kind of put it in perspective for the listeners, those of you that was watching our recent Facebook stuff, Steve, his contributions to POTU is kind of like my contributions to Toy Haven, you know. And Jeremy was abundantly clear as to what it is that Steve does for POTU. But Steve is still recognized as a big part of POTU, even though he obviously doesn't do anything.
No,
him and Jeremy are equals there. Yeah. It mattered to him that he was the host for My Wife Was Gonna Kill Me, but it doesn't matter for POTU.
The two hosts. What is that? How is it that you phrase it? The two hosts.
The two best co-hosts.
Best co-hosts a host can have. I mean, I compliment you guys in almost every show.
But I'll also put him on a higher level.
Yeah, and he puts himself on a higher level. It's not us saying it; it's him saying it about himself. That's
by not saying anything, right. You're kind of supporting that.
That's why I shit on him every chance I get.
I'm fine with one of you or both of you calling yourselves the hosts. I can be the best co-host.
No, that's just a lie. That's just an outright lie. He's not okay with that.
He's not okay with that. He could say that, but he's not. He's not.
No. This is a special show. You're not doing things you'd be asking about? You want to talk about halls in this show?
Talk about what?
Something that you picked on the show? Or?
Jeez. Yeah.
I gotta say. I speaking of respect and admiration, I truly admire you, Pete. The way that you handle that segment of the show, it really earned a high level of respect on my end.
because these two motherfuckers, they show up like Travis. Oh yeah, I just did a pick. The guy wanted $7,000, and I just gave him $6,000. And you know, I have the trailer loaded, and then Steve shows up and tries to talk about as hot toy. What is it that the big expensive dolls that you buy? Hot toys. That $300-$400, and then you come in, chin up, and open up a loot crate. Like, goddamn, man.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
The balls on him.
He surfed that wave. Like, you had an episode of about Mythic Legions and with what's his name?
Cornboy?
No, I don't want to use the nickname. Well, Eric.
Eric, yeah.
So, I'm like, Pete, I mean, Pete is my hero. He surfed 2 hours of it with you guys talking about your recent haul. Like, you spent what? You spent what? That,
a lot, yeah.
Like, a lot of money.
Mm-hmm. That's and the most frustrating part is he has no idea how much he even spent. What did you pick that up for? Yeah, I don't remember. How many did you buy?
I'm not sure. Eric, like, hey, you know what? After listening to you guys and talking, I might get one figure. One figure! I go, like, that's my boy right there.
I think I've got six now.
So balls you have.
Yep.
But Teen Sawyer feels, he sent me a message and he feels that you might have gotten a little butthurt about his jokes on your loot crate. And
The biggest problem for me with somebody like Tim Sawyer is he obviously is one of the dumbest people that listens to our show. And I don't... And I normally want to combat that, but the problem I have is I don't really know what he's working with, and I don't feel like he's a worthwhile opponent at this point.
Okay.
Like, I kind of feel like, you know, he has a wrist rocket and I've got a Sherman tank, so it's not a fair fight. And he may prove differently, you know, in the near future, but I don't know. We'll see. So when he ever truly wants to bring it, we'll square off, you know, Karate Kid, Cobra Kai style. And I'll kick him in the face.
He does have a point with the loot crate stuff. If you think about it.
What's so funny, like we talked about earlier. So loot crate's like filing chapter 11. Like, they're being bought out. So like, there's just a 3-month period where I didn't get a loot crate because they were trying to figure all this stuff out. And it was at the perfect time. So it worked out great for me. But no, Tim Sawyer, honestly, I mean, obviously I'm giving Tim Sawyer shit. He's one of those guys, like, I look forward to his post. Like, he's always
hilarious.
Got me cracking
up. Hilarious.
Always got me cracking up. And that speaks to what, like, that's the most fun part about this is the people we've met.
I think he wants to be part of the show.
Oh, absolutely. And that makes us feel insanely, it's crazy how that makes us feel that there are people that want to be involved like that.
No, I think he wants to replace his Steven, actually.
Honestly, he's got the job. Shoot me a message, Tim. You know what I mean? So,
What do you think about the fact that Pete recently has been called out, you know, mostly because of bashing Steven? He's been called out for being a bully. What do you think?
I support that.
Okay, so how?
You love analogies, don't you?
I do.
All right, well, this is a parking lot, and he's wearing a blue tag with a wheelchair on. You're not going to pick on this guy. You shouldn't pick on this guy. Let him park on the disabled spot. You know,
but let me throw an analogy.
Why does it always come back to me?
Let me throw an analogy back
to you. I'm offending you.
The guy thinks so. I don't think so. The guy was defending you, Steven. He was saying Poto was better than my wife.
I know. I understand where I sit, and I understand how I treat people. And I fully admit that when that time comes, if there's a toy community event, and somebody's going to be angry, and they're going to come in shooting, they're looking for me. Like, there are people that are going to get shot. It's going to be collateral damage because people were gunning for me. Like, I fully understand that. So I know where I sit. And I mean, because that's just the way of the world. Nobody's coming in to hurt Travis. He might get hurt on accident, but they were coming to hurt.
Because he fell down.
Right.
This is with the pretense.
Trying to run the other way in his Crocs. Unfortunately, he had him in relax mode, not attack mode, and he tripped and fell.
Let me knock down your case, but this is with the pretense that justice is not in that show that you're referring to.
Oh, see, that's the thing. I would use Justin as a human shield. Because I could just pick him up and just run with him.
He would only protect a small section of you.
An arm?
Right, and I'd only be able to run a few feet. But
Think in an active shooter situation, don't you think that justice will be the first target?
What is he going to do? Show him his belt buckle?
No. Like I will say if someone
he's
is
saying,
so mad,
that, well, he's saying injustice eclipses you as a villain.
Oh, that's very true.
Thank you for the translation, though.
Yeah. I was trying to make fun of Justice because of his belt buckle. I was trying to figure out a way to squeeze that in. So
I don't even think you're the villain of this trio. I think I'm the villain.
Apparently I'm the bully, and I'm the one that always picks the low.
You have to admit that you somewhat some level of bully.
Oh, I don't disagree with that at all.
There you go.
But I will say that as far as the low-hanging fruit comment, it's like, you realize how complicated and in-depth some of my cracks are? Like, I come up with some pretty in-depth stuff. Low-hanging fruit, me. So, with that, I'm going to make my exit and get back to help Matt, because it's almost time to pack up. So.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
Finally, you're going to help Matt.
Yeah.
See, no, I'm not going to help Matt. I need to be present.
20 minutes, you know, before the show's end, and Pete's worried about helping Matt.
Literally.
Exactly.
How many shirts did you sell?
12.
Oh.
So, why?
Well, they were awesome. I just wonder if they'd been here, how many you would have sold.
Any picks?
Oh, I don't know.
So, the worst shirts
any
here?
Picks that you want to... That you want to?
Oh, I've got some great stuff, but I learned a long time ago that I have to ration it out. So I'll talk about a couple things each show for the next few months.
My favorite so far. Thanks, UPS guy from Hughes, when you said that you got diabetes.
So good.
It's the only way to top whatever these guys are bringing to the table.
And with my life, pretty soon I'll be able to say I got, you know, cardiac issues as well.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? So
all right. All right. Well,
how about you? Do you pick? Are you selling, or do you pick something?
I did not buy a single thing. Nope. Didn't see anything I wanted.
I thought I was going to buy more. There's a wide variety of stuff, and there's great items in there, but
Yeah, prices, and I think there's people that are willing to deal, but
yeah, I'm waiting for the golden hour.
Yeah.
What do you
think? It's here.
Before.
Yeah.
Before we go, I want to pick your brain, Guillermo, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm trying to say his name right. Something you wouldn't know.
He calls me G to prevent being on that spot.
So
smart cat.
What do you think of? Is there a difference at all, or in the prices of what you see toys here, or in where from where you are in Miami area?
Oh, that's the thing. We rarely have in South Florida. We rarely have shows like this, like a full toy show. I mean, Urban Santiago is the only one that I know that once a year puts a toy show like this. The vast majority of shows there are geared more towards anime and other stuff that they're really cool and everything, but not necessarily a toy show like this. We don't have that. Prices wise, there were like I got a very good deal with Kyle and some items and stuff, and I think it was a Joe from Carl and Steve. Oh, and Derek is waiting for me with the Rogue One AT-AT that I think I'm going to be able to put in my bag.
Oh.
Yeah, he gave me a good deal on that one. But vintage stuff, I think they were a little bit too pricey from my standards.
Okay.
I guess.
What's the last time you looked at vintage prices?
This morning?
Okay.
I'm on the hunt every day.
Yeah. It amazes me how vintage, how crazy it's just gone, you know, recently. Even, you know, me and Steve talking about He-Man, and, you know, you talk about where things have gone from 6 months, you know.
What is it, He-Man?
Yeah.
What is that?
You're going to have to listen to Poe, too.
Okay.
Well, apparently, you'll have to listen to Jeremy because I'm not a true fan. But that's another show.
Here as well?
No, probably should wrap so I can get back in there, and I got a couple items I might want to try to get before the show ends.
You're gonna do some shopping?
Yeah, maybe.
What are you buying?
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get. I mean, you have an amazing collection.
Yeah.
That's how we met.
Yeah.
That's how we met. That was the catalyst. But at the same time, you have this crazy decisions within your collection that I just cannot fathom to either try to understand.
I'm right there with you. I don't get him. He's a conundrum.
He is a conundrum, an anomaly.
Yeah.
An anomaly, huh?
Anomaly.
Yep.
Like, well, how come you didn't get the barge? I need to throw some heat.
I told you. We talked about this on Poe2.
You might not have the same listeners on the other show.
So, I'm going to use your argument. It's not my scale.
Okay. Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough.
The only thing I collect in scale in that scale is G.I. Joe.
You still have 6-inch Black Series.
Yes. Star Wars stuff. Oh, yes. Yeah. Totally.
Okay. Okay. Could you, he backed up Snake Mountain, but he didn't back the barge. Like, you know.
Which I, you know, that I understand that one, but I still am like, why didn't you buy two?
Snake Mountains?
Yeah, everything.
I guess after the Hulkbuster tray, there's no way for you to come back from that. No matter what you do. Wrap it up.
Best trade of my life. All right, everybody. That's probably going to wrap this episode. I don't think I'll be talking to anybody else because the show's about to end. So I'd like to say thank you to Guillermo for coming on down, Always a pleasure.
I told you we were going to lose a case, but, you know, I did my best. I'm not a lawyer.
Well, that's all right. As long as you're in my corner.
Yeah.
Which I'm not sure you were.
I am.
Really.
I am.
But, I can't wait till you come back.
Yeah, me too. I love it here. I truly do.
Great. All right, everybody. We'll see you in the toy aisle. We're taking off.